Hello, I want to welcome you to my broadcast today. My name is Chaplain Blondie Gregory, and I pray today that you'll stay tuned to the broadcast. I know God's Word will encourage you today, and I know that if you'll listen to His Word and hear it with the intent to obey it and walk in it, that your life can be blessed. But first, I'd like to pray over you. Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray for all of my listeners. I know that there are many people today under the sound of my voice that have a lot of heartache and trouble, and so many are sick, and many need a physical, a spiritual, mental touch from you, Lord. And with you, all things are possible, and help us all to believe for that which we're seeking for, and to line up and to obey your word. I pray for the youth of America, God, that you bring revival to our youth in our land. I pray that you bring a healing power across our land, God, that, God, we will come to repentance in our country and turn back to you before it's too late. And I pray, Father God, for our leaders of our nation, that you touch them this day, God. Give them wisdom and understanding and open their eyes that they may see that they must turn back to you. And, Father God, we pray for the lost. And I ask, God, that you give them revelation knowledge that they must be born again. Let them know that the only way into you, God the Father, is through your Son, Jesus Christ, that there are not many ways to you. There's only one way, and His name is Jesus. Make that real and known to them this day, I pray. And you said in your word that anyone that would come to you, you would in no wise cast them out. And we stand on that today, and I thank you for it. Now, Lord, I ask that you bless this broadcast, anoint it from on high. Send your dispatcher, holy angels all about us even now, that your word may go in us, that all evil spirits that would try to hinder us from hearing would be stopped and made null and void. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Today I want to speak to you out of the book of Ruth, and I love this book. The book of Ruth is one of the most beautiful books that I've ever read in the Bible. There's so many good things, all the things in God's Word. See, the Bible is just not a book. The Bible is the living Word of God. And when we read the Word, no matter how many times we read a chapter, verse, or a whole book in the Bible, every time we read it, we receive fresh new anointing and a food for our souls and guidelines for our life. It is living Word of God. God is love, and He wants to bless us, and He wants good for us. He wants to keep us from the evil of the world, but we cannot know and do God's will if we do not know and understand His Word. So you need to read the Word for yourself. You need to get in the Word and learn the Word. And any message that you hear, any doctrine that you hear, if it does not line up with the Word of God, you need to leave it alone. And any message that nullifies the blood of Jesus is not a message from God, because without the shedding of blood, there is no remission of sins. Jesus died on the cross. He shed His blood, that by receiving Him, when we receive Him, His blood is applied to our life, and it washes away, not covers, but washes away our sins. We must realize this and know, we must know that Jesus was born of a virgin, that He was the living Word of God. He was the Word made flesh, the express image of God, that His purpose to come to earth was to die on the cross as an ultimate, the supreme sacrifice for our sins. He was put in the tomb, and on the third day He rose, and He is now seated at the right hand of the Father, and He is coming back for His own. I want to encourage you today with all the trouble that was around us and all the news that surrounds us and all the evil that's going on. It disheartens us, but we cannot focus on that solely. We must realize that Jesus is coming soon, that He said, when you see these things happen, look up, because your redemption draweth nigh. Do not be dismayed. Do not be discouraged today. Jesus is coming for His own. Jesus loves us today. And He said, all power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. We must realize that we serve an awesome God, a mighty God, with Him. Oh, through Him and by Him, all things are possible. And in the book of Ruth, it starts out telling about a family of Naomi and her husband Elimelech. And the Bible says that they took their two sons and they left Bethlehem, Judea, and they went into a country called Moab because there was a famine in their land. They looked around in their land and it was a famine. It didn't look good. So they went to the country of Moab to seek food and bread. But the thing is, when they left their country and went into the country of Moab, it was an evil country. It was a very wicked country. And one of the noted things when you read in the history about Moab was their child sacrifice. And it was an evil place, but they went there seeking bread. Sometimes we look at the surroundings around us and we think there is no hope or nothing that can be done for us in that area, and we go to a place that is not a good place seeking help. Let me tell you something. Before you make a move, you need to pray and ask God to lead and order your footsteps that you won't end up in a land that you shouldn't be ended up in. You won't end up in a land that you shouldn't be going in. A lot of you are talking to you today. You went in a place you shouldn't have went in. You went there thinking it was going to be better, but when you got there, you found out it wasn't what it was all made out to be. And when Naomi and her husband and her two sons got there, the Bible says right in this first chapter here of the book of Ruth that Naomi's husband died. And then after the death of her husband, her sons married women of Moab. And let me tell you, God's word had specifically said not to marry any, not to intermingle or to marry anyone from Moab because of their wicked way of living and their wicked past and the things that they had done. But that's what they done. See, they left their land looking for bread, and when they got there, they were hit with a great disaster. Today, I'm talking to people that you've been hit with great tragedy in your life. It seems like everything is falling apart around you. I'm talking to people right now who your heart is broken because of tragedy that's in your life, and your heart is broken because you look around and your surroundings and the place that you ended up is not where you intended to end it up at. But I got good news for you. I serve a God that wants to turn you around and put you in a place where He can bless you. But before you can do that, you've got to make the right choice. So many times the plan is laid out before us, but we have got to come to the place that we look at God's word. And when you look at God's word, you can't let circumstances and your sight, your physical sight, for we walk by faith and not by sight. So many times we get in trouble because we walk by sight and by feelings, and we looking and we seeing and trying to figure it out on our own. But when we go by God's leading, we gonna end up in the right place. And the Bible says that when her sons married these two women, that later after that, the sons died also. Now Naomi, who came to a land of Moab looking for bread, looking to survive a famine, looking to just weather out a rough time, in the process, she is now a widow woman. And in the process, she has lost both of her sons. And now she is destitute. She has no land. She has no finances. She is left destitute. And she turns to her two daughter-in-laws, Ruth and Orpah, and she says to them, go back to your people. Go back to your land. I'm going back to my land. I have nothing to give you. I have nothing to offer you. I have no more sons that you can bear. There's nothing left for me. I'm even changing my name from Naomi to Mara, which is bitterness. A lot of times when we go through a lot of trials and a lot of heartache, we change our name. We become bitter. We become heartbroken, and we can't see beyond our grief. But no matter what comes in your life, you got to sit down and, like the song says, have a little talk with Jesus and let Him tell you what to do and what road to take. A lot of you have gone down many roads, and it is end in destruction and a dead end. But God's road will will lead you in the right path, in the right path of righteousness, if you'll only follow his leading. So Naomi told her daughter-in-law, go back to your land, go back to your people. I have nothing no more to offer. And Oprah, her daughter-in-law, kissed her and went back into the land of Moab. But her daughter-in-law, Ruth, this is what Ruth said to her. Ruth told Naomi, I'm going with you. And Ruth told her in the first chapter of Ruth, starting with the 16th verse. And this is one of the most precious verses and the sweetest verses in the Bible. And Ruth told her mother-in-law, entreat me not to leave thee, nor return from following after thee. For whither thou goest, I will go, and where thou lodgest, I will lodge. Thy people shall be my people, and thy God shall be my God. Ruth had chosen the way of God over the way of Moab. And then she went on to say, where thou diest, I will die, and there will I be buried. The Lord do so to me, and more also, if all but death part thee and me. This commitment that Ruth made was more than just alignment with her mother-in-law. She had chosen the God of Israel. She had turned her back on Moab, and she told her, don't even entreat me. Don't keep after me to go back to Moab, because I'm not going to do it. Don't say it again. And the Bible says down here, when Naomi saw that she was steadfastly minded to go with her, she didn't tell her anymore to go back. You see, the key to the whole thing was this. Ruth, she had lived in Moab. She had seen the ways of Moab, but then she was exposed to the ways of God Almighty, and she chose that way. She chose to come under the wings of God Almighty and trust in Him, the God of Israel. And when she done that, when she made that decision not to go back to the land of Moab, which was a wicked and evil land, as I told you, Moab came out of her. A lot of people are wanting to walk with God, but they're not letting the world come out of them. You can't walk with God and still have the world in you. See, Ruth turned her back on Moab. The Moab was no longer in her. There was no desire to go back to Moab. There was no hunger to go back into the world. I've heard people stand up and testify of the way they used to live before they were born again. And they would go into great details of the sin and the parties and the drugs and the time they had. And it was almost like they were engulfed in enjoyment of the things they'd done. It wasn't a shame and a disgust of the way they were living. And there was still that bit of the world's fascination in them. But Ruth had let Moab come out of her. See, that's what got the children of Israel in trouble when they came out of Egypt. They came out of Egypt, but Egypt didn't come out of them. They were still slave-minded and still in bondage-minded when they came out of Egypt. If you want to be free and to walk the paths of God, you've got to let the Moab come out of you. You got to let the world go. You got to choose Jesus and let the things of the world go. You got to make your mind up. You can't have both. You can't live in the world and still serve God. We are in the world, but we're not of the world. We are to be a peculiar treasure for God. That means a set apart children of God, in the world, but not of the world. In the truck stops, we would see beautiful yachts coming through the truck stops, and they were beautiful, and you would think something so beautiful and so magnificent that you would put them in the dirty waters, but the yachts was made for the water, and they would survive, and they would do well as long as the water did not get over into the yachts. A lot of us, we're made, God gives us strength and power to walk in the world, but we cannot let the world get in us. We can't be like-minded. We can't join up with the world and do the things and partake of the evil that's going on. We got to make our mind up. Lord, where you go, I'm going. See, this was more than just Ruth telling Naomi. She was speaking this to God. God, where you go, I'm going. And where you live, I'm going to live. Where you tell me to die, that's where I'm going to die, and that's where I'm going to be buried. You just direct my life. See, Ruth took her hands off of her life and put it under the wings of God Almighty, and she was in for a ride. Oh, a joy. And that was unbelievable. People, when they saw these two women walk out of Moab, they would think, there's no way they're going to make it. There's no way they're going to survive. There's no way they're going to be able to live. They have nothing. Two women all by themselves. They have no money. They have no income. They have nowhere to go. No land. How are they going to make it? But when they got back to the land of Bethlehem, Judea, the Bible says that Ruth found a field. And in Israel, this was part of the welfare system, that the poor could go into the fields. And what the gleaners dropped as they were gleaning, they were allowed to go in and pick it up and live off of it. And that's what Ruth, she saw a field as she looked at Naomi, and she told her, in the second chapter of Ruth, she told her mother-in-law, said, I'm going in that field right there. And she said, let me go in that field, and I'm going to labor in that field. And ever who owns that field, in verse 2 in chapter 2, she said this, in whose sight I shall find grace. See, Ruth had faith that even though their circumstance looked bad, even though all odds were against them, and I'm talking to some people today, it seems like all odds are against you, but I'm telling you, if you'll walk the path of righteousness, if you'll choose to trust under the wings of God Almighty, He will put you in the right field. He will direct your path. The Bible says the footsteps of a good man are ordered of the Lord. The good man is a man that his righteousness is Jesus Christ, because in ourselves there's no good thing, but in Jesus we are righteous through the blood, and that's what we have to trust in. He will order your footsteps. It may seem like all odds, and in the natural eye everything is against you, but the hand of God will work for you, and He'll put you in the right field. Many years ago, I had a vision, and in this vision, I was standing in a wheat field, and as I stood in that wheat field, a breeze blew across that field, and it was absolutely beautiful. It looked like waves, like water waves across that wheat field, and I was blessed in that field, and I was happy in that field, and I was content in that field, and all of a sudden, in this vision, the breeze stopped. And every strand of wheat stood upright, and immediately every strand turned to solid gold. But when that happened in this vision, I was very unhappy, and I didn't like the field anymore, and I was very troubled, and I was uncomfortable, and I asked the Lord in this vision, I said, Lord, what happened to my field? What happened, Lord? Why is it ugly now? Why is I'm feeling this way? And the Lord spoke to me in this vision, and He said, Blondie, He said, what made the field beautiful is the breeze that blew across it. And He said, and I am that breeze. He said, any field that I put you in will be beautiful if you will allow me to move across it. And that's what Ruth saw when she looked at that field where she had to go and just pick up what other people had dropped. Some of you, that's how you're living right now. It's just whatever somebody will come and drop at you. You can just pick up and you're just barely surviving. But I'm telling you, let God move across your field, darling. Let God move across your field, child. God can change it. He can make it beautiful. He is that breeze. He is that sustaining. See, God sustained Ruth in that field. She told her mother-in-law, I'm going to work in that field. I'm going to stay in that field. And ever who owns that field, she said this, I shall find grace. She didn't say, I hope I'm going to find grace. Maybe I'll find grace. She said, I shall find grace. She had faith. See, when you trust under God's wing, when you're under His wing, let me explain to you, when you're under the wing and the shadow of the Almighty, you see Him and not the circumstance. You see His protecting and His protection and His mercy over you, not what man has to dictate to you. And you can speak, I shall find grace in the field. And she went to work. And the Bible says that as she went to work, she behaved herself. She was a young woman, and she did not do things unseemly. She kept herself honest. She did the right thing. She worked hard. She kept to herself, and she labored hard in the field. And the Bible says that one day the owner of the field came up. His name was Boaz. And he asked about this woman named Ruth. And the gleaners told him, said, "This is Ruth, and she's taking care of her mother-in-law, and she's from the land of Moab, and she has left her people to come live with our people and to serve our God. And she does what's right. She works hard. She stays by herself." And Boaz went to Ruth, and he told her, he said, "Stay in my field, and you work. You stay with my maidens, and you work in my field. And I tell my men not to touch you and not to harm you, but you stay in my field." Then in this scripture right here, in verse 10 of chapter 2, when Boaz told Ruth this, the Bible says she fell on her face and bowed herself to the ground and said unto him, "Why have I found grace in thy eyes that thou shouldest take knowledge of me, seeing I am a stranger?" In the first part, when she went to work, she said, "I shall find grace." And now she's asking Boaz, "Why did I find grace?" And this is what he said. Boaz answered and said, "It has been fully shown me that thou hast done unto thy mother-in-law since the death of thine husband, and how thou hast left thy father and thy mother." It was more than leaving mama and daddy. She left a wicked land. She turned her back on wickedness and left the land of thy nativity and have come to a people which thou knewest not. Now listen to this. A prophecy came over Ruth because she did the right thing. She chose the right thing. He said, "The Lord recompense thy work, and a full reward be given thee of the Lord God of Israel, under whose wings thou art come to trust." Whose wings are you trusting under today? Whose wings are you under? Is it under a system of the world, under the system of Moab? Are you under the wings of God? He said God's going to give you a full reward, and God is going to give you a blessing because of what you have done and how you have treated your mother-in-law. In Psalms 36, it says this, "How excellent is thy loving kindness, O God. Therefore, the children of men shall put their trust under the shadow of thy wings." Listen to what will happen if you trust under the shadow of God's wings. "They shall be abundantly satisfied." God will satisfy you if you'll trust under his wings with the fatness of thy house. "And thou shalt make them drink of the rivers of thy pleasure. And for with thee is the fountain of life. In thy light we shall see light." When you trust under the shadow of God, you're going to walk in the fountain of life, which is Jesus Christ, and he is the light of the world. And he said that you'll be satisfied abundantly with his rivers of pleasure. I'm telling you today that if you'll walk away from the world and the sin and transgression that you're caught up in, and if you'll trust under the wings and the forgiveness of the Lord Jesus Christ, you too can be blessed in the field that you're in. And when you read on in the latter part of this book of Ruth, you'll see that Boaz told his workers, he said, "Drop handfuls on purpose for her." And when she got out in the field, the gleaners, as they began to reap, they would drop handfuls. When Ruth would come up, they would drop handfuls on purpose. God sustained her in the field that she was in. And if you'll work hard and you'll be honest and keep yourself from the evil of the world, and God's grace can only help you do that, God too will see you have the handfuls that you need to survive. But let me tell you, as Paul Harvey would always say in his broadcast, let me tell you the rest of the story. The Bible says that Ruth found grace. She said in the beginning, she said, "I shall find grace with the one who owns this field." And guess what? She did. And the Bible says that Boaz and Ruth, they were married. And the field that she worked in, she was the owner of it. You say, well, did she kick her mother-in-law out? No, she did not. You see, when you're trusting in God and you're working in his field, you're going to see the needs of others as well as yourself. I have trouble with people that always say, "Gimme, gimme, gimme," and "I won't, I won't, I won't." But let me tell you, when the Lord drops handfuls on purpose with you, you need to share that with others and bless others. You need to be good to other people as well. And Ruth still took care of her mother-in-law. And the Bible says that Ruth and Boaz, they had a baby. And this is what, I like this, what the Bible says, and I want to read this to you. It is so precious. And the women of the land, this is what they said to Naomi, blessed be the Lord which thou hath not left thee this day without a kinsman. See, Naomi had lost her husband and her sons, but now Ruth had a little baby. Naomi had a little baby in her life now, that his name shall be famous in Israel. They prophesied, you blessed, and he shall be unto thee a restorer of thy life, and a nourisher of thy old age. And let me tell you, when Naomi come up out of Moab, she didn't have anything. And now she's given a promise that she's going to be nourished in her old age. And I'm talking to a lot of us right now that are getting little up in years. Don't sweat it, honey. God's going to nourish us in our old age. God's going to take care of us. I told a friend of mine, God took care of me when I was just a young child. God took care of me when I was a teenager. He watched over me as a young adult. He watched over me at middle age. And now in the older age, he's going to nourish us in our old age. And God's going to provide. And he did for Naomi. For thy daughter-in-law which loveth thee, listen, is better to thee than 7 sons hath borne him. And Naomi took the child and laid it in her bosom and became nurse unto it. And the women, her neighbors, gave it a name, saying, this son shall be to Naomi, and shall call his name Obed. He is the father of Jesse, the father of David. Ruth became the great-grandmother to King David, from which the line of Jesus Christ came from. God took a woman that was considered to be all odds against her, took a woman from a background that was awful and from a heathen situation, and because she chose to trust under the shadow and the wings of God Almighty, and she chose to stay in the field and labor and stay under God's grace, God bought her out, and God nourished her, and she was a provider to her mother-in-law, and God gave a son to her. And let me tell you, the book of Ruth begins with famine, and the book of Ruth begins with death, but it ends with nourishment and life, and joy and new life, and God will give us the same thing. He did not do anything for Ruth that he won't do for you and for me. He did not do anything for Naomi that he won't do for you and me. But we got to come out of the Moab of this world. You got to separate yourself from the things of this world. Come out and be blessed and trust under the God, God Almighty, and receive Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, and he will give you light, and he will give you life. He said, I come to give you life, and I come to give you more abundantly. He said, I did not come to condemn you, but I come to give you life. Please receive that life today. Let him move over your field, and you shall find grace in the field you're in. God bless you today, and I pray that you'll choose the right road, and the right road is Jesus Christ. Thank you for listening to the broadcast today, and if this broadcast has been a blessing to you, drop me a line and let me know. Pray for me, and if you want to help, that would be a blessing as well. Visit my website, truckingforjesus.org, but pray that I can keep on keeping on. God's moving across the field. God's bringing revival to those that want revival. Do you want revival? Do you want deliverance? Do you want help? If you do, call on the name that's above every name. That sweet name is Jesus. I said that sweet name is Jesus. God bless you, and thank you for listening.